Well, good morning again. When Steve asked me to speak today, and we talked about various topics, he suggested to me the topic of death. I was not surprisingly, very excited about that, but nonetheless, I have to say that our pastor challenges me in many, many ways. So clearly, this is not my area of expertise. I mean, it's only my second turn in this pulpit. And although I'm not unfamiliar with death in my own life, like many of you likely are, it still is not the easiest sermon topic. So I didn't really want to offer, you know, a solemn message or a lament. But okay, honestly, what can I say that hasn't already been said about death, right? I mean, what's new about death? Well, it turns out, nothing except perspective. And so rather than focus on the end, death, I thought I'd say a few words about the other side of death, life, purpose, and faith. So I'll start by reading you a story. This is called The Fall of Freddie the Leaf. This is a story that Leo Biscaglia wrote. Many of you may have known him or know of him. He wrote it about 40 years ago, so what I have here is the 20th anniversary edition. I don't have pictures, and they're very small, so you just have to listen to me read, and I hope that that's okay. So, The Fall of Freddie the Leaf. Spring had passed, and so had summer. Leaf had grown large. His midsection was wide and strong, and his five extensions were firm and pointed. He had first appeared in the spring as a small sprout on a rather large branch at the top of a tall tree. Freddie was surrounded by hundreds of other leaves just like him, or so it seemed. Soon he discovered that no two leaves were alike, even though they were all on the same tree. Alfred was the leaf next to him. Ben was the leaf on his right side, and Claire was the lovely leaf overhead. They had all grown up together. They had learned to dance in the spring breezes, bask in the lazy summer sun, and wash off in the cooling rains. But it was Daniel who was Freddie's best friend. He was the leaf on the limb and seemed to have been there long before anyone else. It appeared to Freddie that Daniel was also the wisest among them. It was Daniel who told them that they were part of a tree. It was Daniel who explained that they were growing in a public park. It was Daniel who told them that the tree had strong roots that were hidden under the ground. He explained about the birds who came to sit on their branches and sing in the morning songs. He explained about the sun and the moon and the stars and the season. Freddie loved being a leaf. He loved his branch, his light leafy friends, his place high in the sky, the winds that jostled him about, the sun rays that warmed him, and the moon that covered him with soft white shadows. Summer had been especially nice. The long hot days felt good and the warm nights were peaceful and dreamy. There were many people in the park that summer. They often came and sat under Freddie's tree. Daniel told him that giving shade was part of his purpose. "What's a purpose?" Freddie had asked. "Well, it's a reason for being," Daniel had answered. "To make things more pleasant for others is a reason for being. To make shade for old people who come to escape the heats of their homes is a reason for being. To provide a cool place for children to come and play. To fan with our leaves the picnickers who come to eat on checkered tablecloths. All of these are reasons for being." Freddie especially liked the old people. They sat so quietly on the cool grass and hardly ever moved. They talked in whispers of times past. The children were fun too, even though they sometimes tore holes in the bark of the tree or carved their names into it. Still, it was fun to watch them move and move so fast and laugh so much. But Freddie's summer soon passed. It vanished on an October night. He had never felt it so cold. All the leaves shivered with the cold. They were coated with a thin white layer of white, which quickly melted and left them dew-drenched and sparkling in the morning sun. Again, it was Daniel who explained that they had experienced their first frost, the sign that it was fall and that winter would come soon. Almost at once, the whole park, the whole tree, was transformed into a blaze of color. There was hardly a green leaf left. Alfred had turned a deep yellow, Ben had become bright orange, Claire had become blazing red, Daniel a deep purple, and Freddie, well, Freddie was red and blue and gold. How beautiful they all looked. Freddie and his friends had made their tree into a rainbow. "Why did we turn different colors?" Freddie asked, "when we're all on the same tree? Each of us is different. We have had different experiences. We have faced the sun differently. We have cast the shade differently. Why should we not have different colors?" Daniel said matter-of-factly. Daniel told Freddie that this wonderful season was called fall. And then one day a very strange thing happened. The same breezes that in the past had made them dance began to push and pull at their stems, almost as if they were angry. This caused some of the leaves to be torn from their branches and swept up in the wind, tossed about, and dropped softly to the ground. All the leaves became frightened. "What's happening?" they asked each other in whispers. "It's what happens in the fall," Daniel told them. "It's the time for leaves to change their home. Some people call it to die." "Will we all die?" Freddie asked. "Yes," answered Daniel. "Everything dies. No matter how big or small, weak or strong, we first do our job. We experience the sun and the moon, the wind and the rain. We learn to dance and laugh, and then we die." "I won't die," said Freddie with determination. "Will you, Daniel?" "Yes," answered Daniel, "when it's my time." "Well, when is that?" asked Freddie. "Nobody knows for sure," Daniel responded. Freddie noticed that the other leaves continued to fall. He thought, "It must be their time." He saw that some of the leaves lashed back at the wind before they fell, and others simply let go and dropped quietly. Soon the tree was almost bare. "I am afraid to die," Freddie told Daniel. "I don't know what's down there." "We all fear what we don't know, Freddie. It's natural," Daniel reassured him. "Yet you were not afraid when spring became summer. You were not afraid when summer became fall. They were natural changes. Why should you be afraid of the season of death?" "Does the tree die too?" Freddie asked. "Someday, but there is something stronger than the tree. It is life. That lasts forever, and we're all part of life. Where will we go when we die? Well, no one knows that for sure. That's the great mystery. Will we return in the spring? We may not, but life will." "Then what has been the reason for all?" continued to question. "Why are we here at all if we only have to fall and die?" Daniel answered in his matter-of-fact way. "It's been about the sun and the moon. It's been about the happy times together, the shade and the old people and the children. It's been about the colors in the fall. It's been about the seasons. Isn't that enough?" That afternoon, in the golden light of dusk, Daniel let go. He fell effortlessly. He seemed to smile peacefully as he fell. "Good night, Alfred," he said. Then Freddie was alone, the only tree, the only leaf left on his branch. The first snow fell the following morning. It was soft and white and gentle, but it was bitter cold. There was hardly any sun that day, and the day was very short. Freddie found himself losing his color, becoming brittle. It was constantly cold, and the snow weighed heavily upon him. At dawn, the wind came that took Freddie from his branch. It didn't hurt at all. He felt himself float quietly, gently, softly downward. And as he fell, he saw the whole tree for the first time. How strong and firm it was. He was sure that it would live for a long time, and he knew that he had been a part of its life, and that made him proud. Freddie landed on a clump of snow. It somehow felt soft and even warm. In this new position, he was more comfortable than he had ever been. He closed his eyes and fell asleep. He did not know that spring would follow with winter and that the snow would melt into water. He did not know that what appeared to be his useless, dried self would join with the water and serve to make the tree stronger. Most of all, he did not know that there, asleep in the tree and the ground, were already plans for the new leaves in the spring. The beginning. So that is the story of Freddie the Leaf. I love that story. I think that we can relate to Freddie in many ways, in our life, in our purpose, in our faith, and what a gift we have in each one of our seasons. As Sandy read the familiar passage of Ecclesiastes today, we standing, it's familiar to us. We get it. We've experienced it. There is a time and a season for everything in our lives, our very existence. Freddie knew that instinctively. He loved being a leaf, his place high in the sky, the wind that jostled him, the hot days, the warm nights of summer. He lived and he loved life. And he lived in the moment. The Buddhist teacher Pema Chodron calls us to be present in the moment, to be present in life, to feel the feelings, to engage in our internal landscape. And Steve helps us see that God is in the present moment each time he leads us in our silent meditations. Freddie didn't analyze anything or try to be something different. He just lived. He lived in the moment, broadly, happily, joyously, with each new season. And that is the miracle. That is life. What about purpose? Just like we all need a guide or a teacher, it was Freddie's friend Daniel who helped him understand a leaf's purpose. Freddie's purpose, his reason for being, to make things more pleasant for others, to make shade, to provide a cool place, to fan himself for picnickers. All of these are reasons for being, Daniel said. So what is our reason for being? Our purpose. Jesus called the disciples, that's all of us too, to contemplate our purpose in life. What makes someone great? What happens and what helps a person know that they are living a meaningful life and that they are worthy? My purpose will be different from your purposes because we each face the sun differently. We have each had different experiences. We have each cast our shade differently. There's a poem by an unknown author that's been quoted many times and probably very familiar to all of you that might help us think about our purpose. It's called A Life Matters. The poet writes, "When our lives come to an end, what will matter is not what you bought, but what you built. Not what you got, but what you gave. What will matter is not your success, but your significance. What will matter is not what you learned, but what you taught. What will matter is every act of integrity, compassion, courage, or sacrifice that enriched, empowered, or encouraged others." So after much contemplation, and I'll admit, years of worry and concern about how one even knows how to know what your purpose is, I finally came to this. My purpose is to serve as a source of grace to others. It's a pretty broad statement, I know, and it leaves a lot of room for interpretation, but there it is. That's my raison d'être. That's my reason for being. I am not a leaf that can provide shade. I am not the wind that cools on a warm day, but I can be helpful and purposeful in my own way, just as Freddie was. And finally, faith. Our friend, Gail McDougall, helped me understand faith with a capital F and the definition. Here's what she inspired for me. Faith is trusting that all will be well. Faith is trusting my whole being, my very life, to God. Faith is knowing that life is working as it should. And faith is the unshakable knowing that I am treasured and loved. Freddie had faith, in a way. At some point, he knew that life, his life, was happening as it should. Spring into summer, summer turning into fall. And yet, at first, he was afraid of death, the great unknown, the great mystery. But his friend Daniel asked him why. Like Freddie, we aren't afraid of other seasons in our lives. Why should we fear the season of death? Why should we fear changing homes as the leaves do? Well, we shouldn't, because, my friends, we have faith. It turns out that sometimes faith invites us to hold on, and other times faith invites us to let go. Faith may just be the balance between these two miracles, holding on, letting go, life and death, a time and a season for everything. So let us rejoice in these miracles, just as Freddie did. He lived gloriously. He died gracefully, faithfully knowing that although he may not return in the spring, life would. Freddie had fulfilled his purpose, and he made life stronger and better for his part in it, just as we are called to do. So rather than focus on death as the end, we can perhaps Freddie's viewpoint and see it from a different perspective, a perspective of life and purpose and faith. Amen.